I take some pride in the fact that after we had lived in this neighborhood for some number of years, I found myself walking around the neighborhood and riding bikes around the neighborhood and started seeing the topography of it in my mind and came to appreciate that we have Spring Street and we have Fountain Street and the water treatment plant is not far and the river is kind of on the back side of the hill and many of us have water in our basements. So there's kind of a water theme. So I started toying around in my mind with a song that might be, you know, with a refrain of like, Walking Water Hill. And the song never got any farther than that, but I did start talking to some of my neighbors, like, what would you think of naming this neighborhood Water Hill? What do you think of calling, because it didn't really have a name. You know, people would say, well, that sounds possible. I don't know how you name a neighborhood, but, you know, it's not a bad idea. Water Hill, okay, maybe. Then, you know, I started saying it with more confidence to people over the years. Sometimes people would say, what part of town do you live in? And I'd say, I live in Water Hill. And eventually people started coming into our shoe store and saying, well, we're glad to find your shoe store here. We just moved into town. I'd say, what part of town do you live in? They say, I don't know. Some people call it Water Hill. And I would just about weep. So when we came up with the idea of having this music festival, we decided to call it the Water Hill Music Fest. And I remember when the Ann Arbor News, the newspaper, wrote an article about it that first year, they did a little preview of the thing that was about to happen and said, in the neighborhood known or soon to be known as Water Hill, it's going to erupt in song as all the neighbors go out onto their porches.